Welcome back. Let's talk some golf for the moment. The final round of the Murray Open getting underway this morning. Matt Miller leading the way at 8 under. He's got a 2-shot lead heading into the final round. So just a 36-hole event. He'll be getting underway at about 12:25. You can watch the Murray Open live from midday until 5 today on nswopen.com and download the SEN app now. You can catch it on our app as well. On the line from Golf New South Wales is Graham Phillipson, who joins us. Good morning, Graham. Thanks for your time.
G'day, man. How are you going?
Excellent. Gee, it's so good to have tournament golf back underway. What was the feeling like there during round one yesterday as all the golfers finally got back in the swing, quite literally?
Yeah, look, I think I'm very relieved. I think probably not only the players, but also a lot of those who are organising the event, very excited to be out of the house and out on the golf course.
We spoke to Marcus Fraser yesterday, and there was just there was a little bit of trepidation, I've got to be honest, Graham, because he hadn't swung a club for quite a while, and he was just hopeful of getting the rust out of the way. But such anticipation, given that everything that's been going on, just to finally get back and showcase the game out there at the competitive level.
Yes, man. I think most golfers are always very good at making excuses before they head out on the golf course, but I don't think Marcus needs any. I did notice he shot a pretty good round yesterday, along with Matt Miller, who's leading out there. And you know, Matt was saying the same things before he went out. So you've always got to be aware of the golfer making excuses.
Matt's had an 8-under first round. I like the way that these tournaments run. So the 36-hole approach, just tell us about the thought process at Golf New South Wales of how you're structuring what's going on and how you're trying to get back to what it used to be like, essentially.
Yeah, look, I guess, Matt, if you work backwards with the Golf Challenge New South Wales Open event, we've got obviously a fantastic New South Wales Open event with some amazing players who have won the event with Norman and Nagel himself, etc. But we wanted to actually take the New South Wales Open regionally and I guess do two things. One is provide the regional towns with a bit of an economic stimulus, given the times that we've just been through. But also from a Golf New South Wales perspective, it's a great opportunity to take and showcase some of these amazing players that we've got here in the country to some of the people in the regional towns that might not otherwise get to see some great tournament golf.
What's COVID done to the game in this state in particular over the last 2 years?
It was a blessing in disguise, to be honest. We've seen unprecedented numbers of people wanting to play the game. In fact, the demand now is outweighing the capability of the facilities that we've got throughout the state. We've seen, particularly probably in the men's 18 to 35-year-old age group, people who were previously fairly difficult to get out and play the game. They've come to the game in droves. I think that without the other opportunities to play your cricket or soccer or rugby or whatever else it might have been that you played, people have taken to golf and realised what an amazing sport it is.
And I guess, when we look at what's going to happen today, you'll be able to watch this live streaming of the final round starting from midday today, and the avenues are great. We've got it here on SEN, on our app, newsouthwalesopen.com, on your Facebook page as well. So there must be an appetite out there, Graham, for people to watch this on whatever platform they can find. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, look, I think with the popularity of golf, it's a great opportunity for us to, again, not only showcase it to the town where it's being held, but showcase it across the state and across the country. We do have some amazing players who happen to be home at the moment, with some of them being a little bit reluctant to travel to the international tours. So it's great to have them playing, number one. But it's also, we have started to do a little bit of work with SEN, and it's proving to be a very great relationship for us. And I think the capability of live streaming, new technology these days where the cameras can sort of walk around, with the groups. We can do some on-course interviews throughout the day. So, with somebody winning by a shot or two with a couple of holes to play, we'll get in their faces and see what they're feeling and see what their approach is going to be. I think it's going to be very interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, and what else have we got to look forward to across the summer?
Well, I mean, apart from the Murray Open that's on this afternoon, we've got the event at Dubbo early next week. Then early in the new year, in February, we've got regional events at Queanbeyan, down on the south coast at Maroochydore, and then we head up the north coast to Coffs Harbour and Coolangatta Tweed Heads before the Golf Challenge New South Wales Open itself in March at Concord. But I think not only have we got those events on, but there are a number of other events on the PGA Tour with another couple of what they call TPS events that are on, you know, one at Bonnie Doon and one, a new one, at Cypress Lake. So it's you know, very exciting for golfers. We've gone from having nothing to being bombarded with golf tournaments on a weekly basis.
And you mentioned some great courses there, mate. I'm jealous watching the rain come down, working away, and I wish I'd be out at any one of those. Good on you, Graham. We'll keep track, of course, of the Murray Open this morning, and then we'll be watching it live from midday today, and we'll keep track of how our golfers are going out there. I think there's 100 back out there today, and we'll stay in touch as well with your organisation. All the best.
Thanks, Matt. We might have to get you out on the golf course as well.
Wouldn't that be good? I think the arm injury is going to rule me out for a while. Download the SEN app right now. You can watch it, the final round action in the Murray Open from midday right up until 5 o'clock, the close of play today, or newsouthwalesopen.com, Golf New South Wales Facebook page as well. Matthew Miller will lead the way in the final group alongside Ryan Lynch and James Marchesani. So Miller at 8 under the card, Lynch at 6 under, and Marchesani at 5 under, along with Daniel Gale and Charlie Dan. We're back after this.